Daily, I transform my life by carefully asking questions of myself. Daily, I transform my life by carefully asking questions of myself. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. Daily, I transform my life. Yes, every day I transform my life in directions that I choose it to go, in directions that I choose it to express, in directions that I choose to live myself. Daily, I transform my life by carefully asking questions of myself. Now, what sort of questions do I ask of myself? Well, I ask, am I happy? Yes, I am happy. Why am I happy? I am happy because I have happy thoughts. I have happy attitudes about myself. I have happy attitudes about my world. I look about my world and I see happiness everywhere. And because I see happiness everywhere, there is happiness everywhere. And it is in all places, in all things, in all times, in all attitudes of my world. It's me. I transform my life by carefully asking questions of myself. And I carefully ask those questions to bring about the attitude that I want to experience in my life. So I say, I am independently wealthy. I'm independent. How do I demonstrate my independent wealth? How do I demonstrate being independently wealthy in every area of my life? How do I demonstrate that? Well, I demonstrate that by counting my blessings. Every moment I count my blessings. I count my blessings of how happy I am, how full of life I am, how full of joy I am, how full of peace I am, how full of all good things I am. Oh, yes. I count my blessings in that way, and in that way I experience it. And because I experience it, I have it. Because I experience it, I know it. And because I know it, I am it. And because I am it, I delight in it. And because I delight in it, that's all that matters. Nothing else makes any difference in my life except that I am a happy, fulfilled, marvelous person doing all the things I want to do, all the things I feel like I delight to do, all the things that make me feel this is the greatest world that could ever be. And I have made it that way. I have transformed my life from looking around and seeing problems to looking around and seeing solutions. And I ask myself the question, are these solutions real or am I just imagining these things? Are these questions real or is anything real? All things are real that I put my attention to. All things are real that I transform my life into experiencing by asking myself questions of myself. By asking of myself questions. It's so simple. I ask these questions of myself and I give myself the answer. And the answer is, as I am in my thought, so I am in my reality. As I am in my thought, so I am in all that I am. As I am in my thought, that's all that matters. That's all that matters in anything in my world, in anything in my life, in anything that I do. I am a happy person. Oh, yes. I transform my life carefully by carefully asking questions of myself. Is this how I want to be? As I look at my life and as I look at the experiences that are in my life, is this how I want to be? Is this the kind of person that I choose to be? Is this the kind of person that makes my life feel good? That makes me feel good? Is this the kind of person that delights me in every possible way? Is this the kind of person that does that? Well, then that's me. That's me. That's me. And I transform my life by saying it's me, saying it's me, saying it's me, knowing that it's me, knowing that it's all that I think about. It's all that I am. And truly, that's the way it is. When I sing a song and I put my heart into that song, That song makes me feel happy, and I am happy. That song makes me feel uplifted, and I am uplifted. That song makes me feel that the world is glorious and good, and I am glorious and good. The world is glorious and good. Everything is fantastic and marvelous. Yes, everything is beautiful, and that's all that matters. That's all that matters, and that's all that ever could matter, because that's who I am. That's what I am, and that's why I am, and that's how I am, and that's the purpose of being me is to be who I am. Now, who am I? Who are you? Are you a happy person? Are you a healthy person? Do you go around counting your blessings, or do you look at the problems that come up and say, oh dear, life is not so cool? And if you say that, then for you, life is not so cool. Life is only an expression, only an outpicturing of what I have in my mind, of what you have in your mind. And if you look at yourself and you see yourself with any problems at all, you've got a problem. Of seeing yourself with problems. You got a problem. It's your choice. It's your choice. It's your choice. And you're such a silly girl, such a silly guy, such a silly being to allow yourself to have problems when you don't need to have problems. You can have solutions. It's a matter of just flipping the switch from problems to solutions. Flipping the switch from problems to reality. What is your reality? What is the truth? How are you divinely designed? How are you divinely brought forth? What's your divine purpose in life? Is our divine purpose in life to have problems? Oh, no, no, no. Is our divine purpose in life to experience unhappiness? No, no, no. Is our divine purpose in life to go around limited limitation in any way? No, 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 no. And how do we go about having a life filled with health and happiness and abundance and joy and every good thing? By transforming my life by carefully asking questions of myself and giving me the answer that I want to hear. And the answer that I want to hear is that I like me. I am whole and perfect. I am beautiful. I am fantastic. I am magnificent in every way. And the more that I say that, the more that I say that, the more that I am that. And the more that I am that, the more that my life is fulfilled in every glorious way. Now, is your life fulfilled in every glorious way? Is your life fulfilled in every bountiful way? Is your life fulfilled in every magnificent way? Are you enjoying everything in life that you see other people having and see other people enjoying? Do you see other people having health? Do you see other people having abundance? Do you see other people having good relationships and friendships? Do you see other people being nice people and other people all around them loving them? Well, that could be you. That could be me. And it's only when we transform our life by carefully asking questions of ourselves. Why am I not happy? Well, I'm not happy because I don't think happy thoughts. And does a happy person think not happy thoughts? No. A happy person thinks happy thoughts. So therefore, I must think happy thoughts. A healthy person, do they think unhealthy thoughts? No, no, no. Does a healthy person think healthy thoughts? Yes, yes, yes. Then I must think healthy thoughts. I must think happy thoughts. I must transform my life by carefully asking questions of myself. Is this the real me? Or what is the real me? And the real me is my divine self, my purity, my wholeness, my goodness. The real me is that which I am and always will be. The real me is that which is fantastic now and forevermore. That's the real me. And that's the only me that I ever want to experience. That's the only me that I ever want to know. I transform my life by carefully asking questions of myself. Join me in this wonderful adventure and ask the question of yourself. Do you like yourself? That's wonderful. because I love you. I love you. I love you.